The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. The ultimate goal of humanity ever since its creation is to attain success. Success is very largely a matter of adjusting oneself to the ever-varying and changing environments of life in a spirit of harmony and poise. Harmony is based upon understanding of the forces constituting one's environment. The most successful men and women on Earth had to correct certain weak spots in their personalities before they began to succeed. The most outstanding of these weaknesses which stand between men and women and success are intolerance, cupidity, greed, jealousy, suspicion, revenge, egotism, conceit, the tendency to reap where they have not sown, and the habit of spending more than they earn. Lesson 1. A Definite Chief Aim. Singleness of purpose is essential to success, no matter what may be one's idea of the definition of success. Yet singleness of purpose is a quality which may call for thought on many allied subjects. Every person should make it his business to gather new ideas from sources other than the environment in which he daily lives and works. The mind becomes more alert, more elastic, and more ready to work with speed and accuracy after it has been bathed in new ideas outside of one's own field of daily labor. Lesson 2. Self-confidence. The 6 basic fears of mankind are the fear of poverty, the fear of old age, the fear of criticism, the fear of loss of love of someone, the fear of ill health, and the fear of death. Lesson 3. The habit of saving. Poverty alone is sufficient to kill off ambition, but add it to the burden of debt, and all who are victims of these 2 cruel task masters are practically doomed to failure. The man who is bound in the slavery of debt is just as helpless as the slave who is bound by ignorance or by actual chains. Lesson 4. Initiative and leadership. Leadership is something that you must invite yourself into. It will never thrust itself upon you. If you will carefully analyze all leaders whom you know, you will see that they are not only exercised initiative, but they went about their work with a definite purpose in mind. You will see that they possessed that quality described in this 3rd lesson of this course, self-confidence. Lesson 5. Imagination. Imagination is the workshop of the human mind, wherein old ideas and established facts may be reassembled into new combinations and put to new uses. The modern dictionary defines that imagination as the act of constructive intellect, in grouping the materials of knowledge or thought into new, original, and rational systems, the constructive or creative faculty, embracing poetic, artistic, philosophic, scientific, and ethical imagination. Imagination has been called the creative power of the soul, but this is somewhat abstract and goes more deeply into the meaning than is necessary from the viewpoint of a student of this course who wishes to use the course only as a means of attaining material or monetary advantages in life. Lesson 6. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is a state of mind that inspires and arouses one to put action into the task at hand. It does more than this. It is contagious and vitally affects not only the enthusiast, but all with whom he comes in contact. The greatest leaders of men are those who know how to inspire enthusiasm in their followers. How enthusiasm will affect you. Enthusiasm will so energize your entire body that you can get along with less than half the usual amount of sleep, and at the same time, it will enable you to perform from 2 to 3 times as much work as you usually perform in a given period, without fatigue. Lesson 7. Self-control. Self-control is the balance wheel that directs your action so that it will build up and not tear down. A person with well-developed self-control will not hate those who do not agree with him. He will endeavor to understand the reason for their disagreement and profit by it. Notice how easily the successful salesman exercises self-control when he's handling a customer who is impatient. Lesson 8. Habit of doing more than paid for. Work which one does merely for the sake of earning a living is seldom liked. A man is more efficient and will more quickly and easily succeed when engaged in work that he loves, or work that he performs in behalf of someone whom he loves. Whenever the element of love enters into any task that one performs, the quality of the work becomes immediately improved and the quantity increased, without a corresponding increase in the fatigue caused by the work. Lesson 9. Pleasing personality. Your personality is the sum total of your characteristics and appearances which distinguish you from all others. The clothes you wear, the lines in your face, the tone of your voice, the thoughts you think. There is one way in which you can also express the composite of your personality, that it will always attract, even though you may be as homely as the circus fat woman. And this is by taking a keen heart interest in the other fellow's game in life. Lesson 10. Accurate thought. Accurate thought involves 2 fundamental, which all who indulge in it must observe. First, to think accurately, you must separate facts from mere information. Second, you must separate into two classes, namely the important and the unimportant, or the relevant and the irrelevant. It is mainly the neglect of some to make this distinction which accounts for the chasm which separates so widely people who appear to have equal ability and who have had equal opportunity. That you may understand the importance of distinguishing between facts and mere information. Lesson 11. Concentration. Concentration is the act of focusing the mind upon a given desire until ways and means for its realization have been worked out and successfully put into operation. Two important laws enter into the act of concentrating the mind on a given desire. One is the law of autosuggestion, and the other is the law of habit. Lesson 12. Cooperation. Cooperation is the beginning of all organized effort. As was stated in the first lesson of this course, Andrew Carnegie accumulated a gigantic fortune through the cooperative efforts of a small group of men, numbering not more than a score. There are two forms of cooperation to which your attention will be directed: the cooperation between people who group themselves together or form alliances for the purpose of attaining a given end, and the cooperation between the conscious and the subconscious minds, which forms a reasonable hypothesis of man's ability to contact, communicate with, and draw upon infinite intelligence. Lesson 13. Failure. Under ordinary circumstances, the term failure is a negative term. In this lesson, the word will be given a new meaning, because the word has been a very much misused one. Therefore, it has brought unnecessary grief and hardship to millions of people. A man has never failed until he accepts temporary defeat as failure. There is a wide difference between temporary defeat and failure. Lesson 14. Tolerance. Intolerance is a form of ignorance which must be mastered before any form of enduring success may be attained. It makes enemies in business and in professions. Intolerance is the chief disintegrating force in the organized religions of the world. Lesson 15. The Golden Rule. Code of Ethics. 1. I will never do to another person that which I would not be willing for that person to do to me if our positions were reversed. 2. I will be honest, even to the slightest detail, in all my transactions with others. 3. I will forgive those who were unjust toward me, with no thought as to whether they deserve it or not. 4. I will be just, generous, and fair. 5. I will slander no person. 6. I will conquer the common human tendency toward hatred and envy and selfishness. 7. Even though it may never be directly repaid, I will not do my best to assist others when and where the opportunity appears. Thus, 15 major factors entered the building of this course. Analyze yourself carefully, with the assistance of one or more other persons, if you feel that you need it, for the purpose of ascertaining in which of the 15 factors of this course you are the weakest, and then concentrate your efforts upon those particular lessons until you have fully developed those factors which they represent.